This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
One more thing on the Matthew Judon situation. So for those of you who don't know, he's, according to multiple outlets, multiple reporters, he was visiting with the Dolphins today. And Aaron Wilson, he's an NFL reporter, he had tweeted that Judon is expected to sign with Miami. And he said, like, barring anything unforeseen, he's going to sign with Miami. Crowder, the Dolphins' deepest position group is pass rush. Edge rushers, front seven, like everybody is in agreement there. So like, why would the Dolphins be going out and signing another pass rusher, another outside linebacker? And like, especially when you have holes to fill. So here's my take on this. Is there something a little bit more significant going on with Jalen Phillips, who hasn't practiced in, I don't know, like 6 days, 7 days? Chop Robinson, I know he said he would be fine, but he's carted off last week. Like, is that a little bit more severe than we thought it was, or that he said he was based off one Instagram post? I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. And then Zach Sealer, I know they play different positions, right? But Zach Sealer, we found out over the weekend after the game on Saturday, he's expected to miss some time as well, based off some sort of injury that we don't know about. We'll probably find out more today from Mike McDaniel. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. Like, is injury a bit more of a concern with some of these guys than we were led on to believe or that we know about? So the Dolphins are like, uh-oh, we got to go get some reinforcements, because the idea here is our front seven, our pass rush, is going to make up for lack of talent behind them.
Well, you are barking up the right tree. And not even like currently, like you're saying, is Chop more significantly hurt, we think? Is Bradley Chubb not bouncing back like they thought? Jalen Phillips isn't practicing yet. I don't know currently, but I know that when Jalen gets hurt and Chubbs is hurt, we don't even breathe on the quarterback. So the thought is, if Anthony Weaver wants to run his off, wants to run his defense, and then middle linebackers, Gay Dotson and who's the other guy? I talked to him actually. The third guy, they have three good inside linebackers, smaller dudes that can run. We're going to – and I've brought it up on the show with people.
Jordan Brooks. Yeah,
he led the damn team in tackles.
Yeah,
they're going to run all kind of games and movements and all of this stuff and try to get one-on-ones on the outside is what I believe. It's great when Chubb's in there, who has the Dan Marino knee brace on right now, and Jalen Phillips has been out multiple times in his career. We cannot have a pass rush drop-off if these guys aren't healthy. So we draft Chop. We got Judon now. So you got Chubb, Phillips, Chop Robinson, and Judon. If one of these guys or two of these guys get hurt, we can still make the quarterback uncomfortable. Zach Sealer leading the team in sacks. It's great for him. He just got paid. He got $30 million, whatever guaranteed. That's not a successful pass rush when your D tackle is leading the team, unless he's Warren Sapp or Reggie White. So yes, you're exactly why not have more talent than less talent. And we know that Chubb and Phillips have missed a bunch of games over the last 3 years.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Like, I'm just surprised to see the fact that we're adding guys to the pass rush. That's
and
all.
And I've heard it, and I've looked at some Twitter today. If you sign Matt Judon, that doesn't mean you can't sign another corner.
Sure.
Like, you know, and Judon's not, like I said, he's older. He's not going to eat up a bunch of salary cap. So if we can get him now, then when they start making cuts to these other teams, then we can go get us some backup cornerbacks. But it's not either. I guess people are taking it as either or. Oh, you're getting pass rushed up. What happened to the cornerback? Well, let's get some cornerbacks later. But if you can get an elite pass rusher that doesn't have to play 60 snaps a game because he's older, go get him and we'll start filling holes as teams start releasing players.
For the record, I was reading from Barry Jackson. Judon is 33, 72 career sacks. He had 5.5 last season, played for the Falcons, when he also had 42 tackles, including 7 for loss and an interception. He played in 17 games, 15 starts. Pro Football Focus rated him poorly last season, slotting him 118th of 119 qualifying outside linebackers. And then he says Judon played only 4 games in 2023 due to a torn biceps. He played 17 games in 21 and in 2022 and again in 2024 last year. He had 12.5, 12.5, and 5.5 sacks in those 3 seasons. When he played with Baltimore and then New England, dude was a stud. Like, this guy was Pro Bowler, made the Pro Bowl each season from 2019 through 2022. And now you're like kind of hoping that he can be better than he was last season, and he can help you, I guess. Like, that's the idea here. He can be better than he was last year, and he can fill a hole if you need it because of injury.
Yes, having 4 outside rushers is not a bad thing. And if they're all healthy now, they're not tired, now you can let the big boys play the run. Like, Jalen Phillips can play the run. Judon's not playing the run like that. He's 33. So now, if Jalen can play first and second, Judon, go get that left tackle. Go get that right tackle. He moves back and forth as well. It's not an either-or thing. They got another dynamic linebacker to put into a scheme that I think is going to be – and I honestly, calling out Anthony Weaver, he doesn't know who the hell I am. He better not just go 4 down, let's rush. He better do some real interesting, you know, things with these – with all the talent he has. Chop better be standing up. Phillips better be standing up. They better use somebody like Dallas uses Micah Parsons, where he's over the center and working whatever he wants to work. Like, I want to see a dynamic pass rush when you have all these guys that can really get to the quarterback.
It's funny. I did a hit on one of our BetMGM network shows over the weekend. They just called me to talk Dolphins, and they're like, how good is Chop Robinson going to be? I'm like, bro, this guy's supposed to be ridiculously good. They're asking me, is he going to take like a step up? And I'm like, the hope is he's going to take 5 steps up. From what he was early last year and what he looked like last year towards the end of the season, dude looks like he's going to be a Pro Bowler. Sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I overhype Chop Robinson, but I have like some national network listeners thinking Chop Robinson is going to be the next Jason Taylor with the way I was talking about him.
Don't let him ask you about Haywood Highsmith then, because goodness gracious, we got rid of the next LeBron. But no, Chop
Robinson's
will be good.
But have you heard of Drew Smith? That's really who deserves attention here in Miami.
Yeah, no, Chop's going to be good. And Teron Armstead was praising him, and I trust the offensive tackle that has went against and knows the ends. And for Teron,
Teron Armstead, yeah.
Teron. These cute names. Teron was praising him earlier in camp, so that means something to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.